Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We are going to a very special place today, and not a lot of people in the Mid-Hudson and Lower Hudson Valley know about it. It's called Frost Valley YMCA, and we're going to be speaking with Bob Eddings, who's the Director of Group and Family Programs. Bob, are you there?
Yes. How are you?
Good, good. Now, you're up in, what, is it Delaware County that you're in? Where are you?
We're actually in Ulster County. We're close to Sullivan County. We are in the middle of the Catskill Mountains, but we are in Ulster County.
You've got a very impressive location, I'll tell you. The things that are up there, it's worth the trip. And we want to really give a good overview how you came to be, all your amenities, and really let everybody know everything about you. So,
well, thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah. So where do we start? When? How long has it been there?
So we have been, it's very interesting. We're actually in the middle of New York, but we're a New Jersey YMCA. And we're one of the earliest camps in the country, and basically trace our roots back to the original camping in America in terms of summer camps. But in the 50s, we purchased what was then the Forstman Estate. Julius Forstman was a wool baron out of New Jersey, and he had a beautiful summer estate here, and we purchased it and moved up to the Catskills in the 50s.
How big a piece of land was it?
We back then, we bought the estate, I want to say 1,200 acres.
Wow.
And then it grew over time, and we're now about 5,500 acres.
Wow, that's huge.
It's incredible, but we're also blessed to be surrounded by the Forever Wild Catskill Preserve. So while we own a nice chunk of land, we're surrounded by land that will not be developed. And so really feel it's one of the few places so close to New York City that you really can feel like you're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, it's a wonderful, secluded, and it allows you to have more amenities, too, up there, because you got a lot of outdoor stuff. And you're the only Y I know that actually has an observatory. I mean, it just floors me. So let me not interrupt you. So you bought this big estate, and what happened then?
You know, we moved up here in the 50s and initially started out as a summer camp. And, again, one of the oldest and largest summer camps in the country. We do consider ourselves and others, we're considered one of the flagship YMCA camps. So we're definitely known for our the quality of our program, of our facility, of our staff, and we're very proud of that. But we initially started as a summer camp, and then as time moved on, we started to host some families, the weekend before, the weekend after, and you just watched as that kind of grew. So a lot of camps will do what we call the shoulder seasons, and so we would, host families in the castle, and which is the original Forstman summer mansion, and that grew into a family camp. I believe we're celebrating our 69th year of family camping here at Frost Valley. That's the week right after our summer camp ends. We do a week-long family program, which is one of our older programs. And then, we branched into environmental education for schools, full weekends of weekend family and group programming. And then we've, grown from there. We have a farm camp in the East Valley. We have an East Valley Ranch, which is an all-girl equestrian camp in the summer. And then year-round, it's a smaller version of Frost Valley with groups and Girl Scouts and different programming.
Where is that located?
That's located in our East Valley. So it's on our land property, but it's located probably about 13 miles from us, country road-wise, but about 3 miles over the mountain. And it's a beautiful section of our land that's used to be the old Strauss Estate.
Okay, so it's another estate. So you've got all these different programs going on, and this is a year-round operation? Do you do?
Absolutely, yes. We are a year-round facility. We served over 40,000 guests this year, so we're a very large year-round facility. It's amazing how many people come through this place.
Maybe go through some of the different activities. I know you have, you got archery, you probably,
A lot of activities going on. So it depends a lot on the program. When you talk about our summer camp, where we have kids swimming in the lake every day, we go on wonderful hikes and overnights and teach kids how to build fires and shelters, and there's archery and arts and crafts and sports and games, and really focus on team building. And our summer camp, we really have a focus on friendships and values. And so we're a general summer camp with a good focus on building, connecting people and new friendships and better friends and really helping people, you know, find out who they are. But within our summer camp, we also have a, you know, we have a farm camp program that specializes in farm activities. We have a horse camp program and various ways to get involved in equestrian activities. We have adventure programs and adventure trips where they, you know, go on overnights and, you know, do some climbing and canoeing and rafting. And so that's our, in our summer program. But then what I oversee is when the summer ends, we go right into our family camp, and then we start working in environmental education. So if you, you talk about our environmental ed program, we work with schools from as far away as, you know, the Hamptons out on Long Island to our local school. We served over 200 schools over the year, last year, and about 17,000 students and teachers came up to Frost Valley. And they come for two major focuses. One is to do a hands-on learning of the environment. We're blessed to be in New York City's watershed. So the rivers that go right through Frost Valley 3 months from now will be coming out of the pipes in New York City. And so that's a really great tool for education and teaching kids about the environment and how to keep land clean and healthy and why we need to do that. And
let me, before we move on, give us an overlay. You said there was a lake that people were swimming, and you were mentioning rivers going through. So what kind of things is the terrain?
That's a great question. Yeah. We are blessed with incredible terrain, and I think whoever made the decision to purchase the Forestman Estate, that might have been one of the most important decisions in Frost Valley's history, because they picked a piece of land that is heavenly. So we're, I'm sitting looking out my window at Wildcat Mountain, which is, we're in a valley, the Neversink River Valley, and both of our lands straddle the east and the west branch of the Neversink River.
Wow, great trout fishing over there then, right?
It's incredible. And we do some fly fishing, there's some education fly fishing. But we are, so we're blessed with those beautiful rivers that run right through our property and the mountains that surround them. And of course, there's many creeks and brooks that come off the rivers.
Mm-hmm.
The Catskills are famous for a lot of these little creeks and streams. So it just gives a beautiful environment. One of my favorite activities when I was a summer camp staff here in the 90s was getting a group of kids and finding a river and just walking it and walking and seeing where it led. And of course, it just leads you to some of the most beautiful spaces.
Wow.
We have a wonderful natural phenomenon, the High Falls, which is High Falls Brook, has a nice 30, 40 foot drop, and it's a beautiful waterfall. So we have a platform that overlooks that. One of our most famous hikes here at Frost Valley is the High Falls hike. We have some open fields. We have Lake Cole. It's a man-made lake. But good enough, we do some canoeing and rowboats, and in the summer we'll do some stand-up paddle boarding on the lake, and of course they swim in the summer.
Wow.
But during the year-round we do canoeing, rowboats. In the winter we'll do some ice cutting, fishing, and some ice skating on the lake as well.
Wow, this sounds really wonderful. Can somebody, you have the programs for the kids. Can people just go up and do a day trip? So
we do a little bit with day trips every single weekend. So the weekdays, we typically are only working with schools and team building groups.
Okay.
But then our whole weekend program, which last year I think we served about 14,000 guests with our weekend programs alone. Every weekend from Friday through Sunday, we host groups and families and churches and Girl Scouts and YMCA groups, and anyone can come and be a weekend guest. We do have the opportunity for day trips, but because of our size, after anything over about 300 participants that are coming, then we'll shut down to day guests, because what we don't want to do is have someone who's spending the entire weekend not have access to the facilities. But we do work with some day groups, and we also have some free community days, and you can check our website out.
What are those now?
They're seasonal, so we'll have a free community day during the sapping season where you can come do a tour of the maple sugar house.
Oh.
We'll do a day where we'll lead a hike. We'll do a day where we might open up our haunted trail. So we try to do, I want to say it's bi-monthly, but we try to do activities that are free open days for the community, and that they're usually it's a Sunday, and that's reserved for the outside community to come and enjoy us.
Oh, that's neat. What do you do for
hiking family memberships, too. So you can get get a family hiking membership at a very reasonable rate. I'm not positive of that, but we can call us up and we can figure that out for you. So if people really fall in love with the property, you can sign on for a hiking family membership and for the year then have open access to our land.
And that's during the weekends you'd go, or can I go anytime?
That for the hiking, there, I don't know all the guidelines, but you do have a lot more access than just the weekends.
Okay, that's great. Now, for seniors, you had some things also that I don't know if people realize. There's a lot of active seniors out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. So every single weekend, we have seniors that just come and enjoy our weekend programs. We have a nice hiking experience, and there's a hiking weekend we do at the main camp that takes place April 7th through 9th coming up, and we do a nice hiking weekend, and we get hiking people, that individual hikers or hiking club members, to meet and to just explore our land and get access to some of the local trailheads like Slide Mountain and Double Top. But we also, our East Valley Ranch does work with the Rhodes Scholar. And
people come from all over for that program, yeah.
Absolutely. And we've done some hiking, some fly fishing programs through Rhodes Scholar. And you can look up on our East Valley Ranch to learn more about our Rhodes Scholar program.
All right. You do any crafts? Anything for people crafting or quilting?
Absolutely. Every weekend there's always some craft programs out. We have regular arts and crafts, general camp style crafts. Mm-hmm. We have candles. Candle making is one of our most popular crafts.
Oh, wow.
And we're actually just about to finalize and we're putting some finishing touches on our candle making building. So we're actually pulling that out from the arts and crafts and giving it its own space.
Wow.
Because it's such a popular program. We also have a wood shop where we do, we've made walking sticks and some games and different activities in the wood shop. We have a pottery studio.
Oh, wow.
And we also have a screen printing and fine arts building as well.
Wow.
So different weekends there, more apt. Some specialty weekends we'll do some pottery and different programming. Most weekends our wood shop is open. There's always an arts and crafts activity every period during our weekend programs because we recognize some people want to get outside, but a lot of hiking, you also need to rest. And
some people can't hike, so you can make candles and pottery. So
absolutely.
How far in advance would somebody sign up if they want to come up and do pottery with you or come up and do woodworking? Or
okay, so to actually get the activity, you have to be a member of the weekend, of course, and then there's some pre-sign-ups. We have a sign-up system at our camp, so at breakfast you come over and you sign up for the morning activities. At lunch, you sign up for the afternoon activities. If you're looking for a specific craft, definitely call us because some weekends are heavier with crafts and not. But you know, we love to pre-book way out. A lot of our groups, if you're a guest at Frost Valley, we do most of our guests, we reserve their reservation again the following year. Many of our guests are returned year after year and love their spaces. So what we'd like to, you know, I guess signing up for activities call ahead of time. But we also have people that, you know, have called up, you know, a day before the weekend and said, do you have any space this weekend?
Oh, okay.
We do have a handful of our weekends that sell out. But, you know, we just love to have new people come in and check Frost Valley out.
So, in other words, I would come up, I would basically book my room, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That includes meals, too, you said?
Something absolutely. About that's a great question. So, I think how Frost Valley works, actually, before we get to that, just one of the, I think one area of the Frost Valley's activities, which we talked about earlier, is we do have our high adventure, and then you get into your rock climbing on our climbing wall with an indoor and an outdoor wall. You have your zip lining and your giant swings and the high ropes and those high elements, which is a big part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, that really rounds us out. The nature hiking, the sports and games, the arts and crafts, the team building and ropes courses, access to nature, environmental science, etc. So we're a pretty well-rounded place. But what happens for a weekend, if you call up, and we have a rate that provides you all your activities and all the meals. The meals are provided in our dining hall, and we have a wellness component and a tasty component of our meals. So you get your meals provided. We start with an evening snack on Friday. You have breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday, and then breakfast and lunch on Sunday, and all the activities that go along with it. So we do evening activities on Friday night, activities all day Saturday, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 1 in, and then all evening. And then Sunday we do morning activities up until lunch, and usually departures right after lunch. So there's a price per person for that. And then you would purchase your lodge on top of that. So you can purchase a cabin, and that can fit up to 10 people in it. You could purchase a hotel-style room. You can stay in the Forestman Castle, which is a beautiful, beautiful spot here at Frost Valley. We have lodges that fit up to 70, lodges that fit 40, lodges that fit 30, lodges that fit 20, and then cabins that fit 10 to 12 people.
Boy, so you've got quite a lot of different kinds of accommodations, too. So some people come up singly, some bring a family, some bring a, reunion for the whole crew. I mean, is that what you've got?
Absolutely. We love family reunions. Are a great activity to do here at Frost Valley. We've actually hosted a bunch of them lately. And a lot of, we've had, family reunions of, 12 to, I think we had during Memorial Day, I think there were a group of 200 families that came together, a group of about 200 that came together to enjoy a family reunion. So great place to bring your family together. And, we have different lodging with different styles, but we also, with that comes different price points or different activity points. So if you have that family that want to rough it, you can go stay out in one of our, platform tents or yurts. And some people choose that because of that's what they wanted to do. That's what camping is to them. And some people choose it because it's a better price for them. But we go right up to beautiful. We have our Lakeview Lodge, which is 24 hotel style rooms.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's beautiful with double beds and private bathrooms. So really, really, the choice is yours, and it can be based on choice. It can be based on price. It can be based on size of your group, your needs.
I would think too, you're talking about zip lines and climbing ropes and stuff. Their corporate people like to have these team building outings too. You deal with the corporate world?
Absolutely. We have done some corporate work. We've recently worked with some wonderful groups that have come, marketing groups in the city, a lighting company, Rich Brilliant Willing, was just here. We've worked with, in the past, we've been with IKEA and a few other groups like that have come to Frost Valley. We definitely work well with them. We've also found a niche working with some nonprofit. So it's still that corporate type retreat where they're coming for team building and learning how to become better communicators or goal setting. And we do that well with corporations, but we've also done it well with nonprofits and colleges. And a lot of the schools that come to us are now reaching out and trying to do staff retreats here as well.
Oh, that sounds nice.
But we've definitely found a niche. Most recently, we've been talking about our work with our colleges. And we've worked with SUNY New Paltz and Columbia University and Pace. And we just got off the phone with Bloomfield College. We're working with a lot of different colleges and anything from their groups, their school senates, their orientation leaders, residence life, departments that are looking to come and learn. So we're really...
You're amazing is what it is.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've been here 16 years full-time, and I continually am amazed by what we're able to do with a group. A group will call us, and we basically want to know their goals and, what's why they want to come to Frost Valley, and we try to find out if we're the right fit for them.
And I'll tell you, when you're traveling up there, I have allergies. As I get closer to where you are, I mean, I could feel a difference in the air quality. From what I understand, you have very, very clear skies. You get a lot of astronomy people, huh? Maybe talk a little bit about the observatory and what you do.
We have a beautiful observatory. When the sky is clear, we're fairly void of that light pollution. So it does allow you to see. I always joke when I grew up on Long Island, and to me, Orion was just those three stars that made the belt. Yeah. And I never fully understood, how he was the hunter. And then you come up to Frost Valley and you learn.
See all the stars. But you could, without the observatory, I mean, you still can enjoy the sky. And then you do
absolutely
have an observatory on top of that. So you're really getting a really good look at things. So
one of our favorite evening programs to run is just a night hike, where we'll go out there and we'll work and talk to kids about their senses. And but you also do a lot of naked eye astronomy where you're just looking at the stars, and it's so clear that you can point things out. So the observatory is an incredible tool, and really you've been able to see the planets and the moon and really focus on, but just as exciting is just, you know, the sky itself is so vast, and it just, it feels, it's just beautiful up here.
Well, I think you've got a lot to crow about, and it's, I think it's, like you say, if they're booking their place a year ahead when they come, that means, you know, that becomes a tradition, and everybody looks forward to it, and they make sure they come back again. So that's what you like. That's a good, that maybe we better tell the, we have about 3 minutes. We'll talk a little bit about your website, because we want to make sure everybody can find that. And then if there's a phone number that somebody should call if they have questions or to book.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll...
Very good. So I would say Frost Valley, our website is frostvalley.org. It's a very comprehensive website. When you get on that homepage, you have a chance to learn about us, but you can look into camp, into our school programs, into our group and family retreats, and then some specialty programs. And that's a, it's a really comprehensive website. But what we really want to do is drive all that conversation to us. We would love to talk to you about Frost Valley. And so depending what you're looking for, but our number here is 845-985-2291. And to get reservations, it's just extension 450. And our team, that's for anything during the year, and they'll help work with you for schools and for groups and for retreats, or if you're just a family who wants to come check us out. You can also call in and learn about our camp programs. We have day camps if you're local, and we have some of the most incredible sleepaway camps in the country. So we'd love to talk about those as well.
And I bet they fill up pretty quickly. So
very. At this, we're in the middle of second session, and there's not an empty bed in camp.
Wow.
There's over 1,200 people here at camp at this point between our staff and our guests.
Isn't that something? Can somebody come up and just have lunch there? And
During the school, during the year, during the year and on a weekend, again, depends on availability, but we do have the ability that you can come and you can just do a day pass with lunch.
Okay.
So call ahead a time. We would hate to have someone take the drive up here and learn that we're full.
Okay.
So definitely call ahead for our day trip.
And then one other question, if somebody was driving up, would they come up Route 17, or would they go to Kingston and go across, what is that, 20, I don't know if that's 208.
Route 28. We have, either way, is it depends where you're coming from. If you're coming from Route 17, the Woodbury Commons area below, a lot of our guests are coming from Long Island, New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn.
They come up 17.
Huge. They come up 17 to Liberty, exit 100A,
uh-huh.
And then just take 55 closer to Frost Valley. But we also have, if you're coming from, you know, New Paltz, you can shoot across the middle, and if you're coming from Kingston, you could take Route 28 up to Big Indian and come down Frost Valley Road. So
okay, Frost Valley Road. All right. Well, listen, Bob, this has been a wonderful experience. I'm really hoping that people take advantage of all that you're offering up there. And I'm a believer after seeing the place of that castle. I mean, it's the kind of place you do want to go back to every year. So it looks good. And I hope everybody thinks about their church groups, their school groups, their corporate groups. And, you know, it's nice, a family get together, and think of Frost Valley as a destination for that. So
Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's great to speak with you.
You're welcome. And I want to remind everybody, this show will be archived on the website, www.realcountryhv.com. So if you're driving when you're hearing the show, you can go back, get the information, listen to it again, and tell your friends about it. So this is Marietta Allen. We're going to wrap it up for the week. I hope you have a wonderful week. Happy trails. Bye-bye.